This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Our nation's food system starts with America's farm and ranch families who own and operate 97% of the farms in our country. We enjoy a food supply that is among the world's best, one that delivers a diverse bounty of affordable, nutritious, and delicious food options, a horn o' plenty that our ancestors could only dream about. But a recent Consumer Reports column, with its numerous random gripes lodged against today's food system, is a little like the story of the ungrateful son who turns away from his father, even though he showers the son with riches. Our food riches include choice. Whether America's eaters want grass-fed or grain-fed beef, free-range or sheltered poultry and pork, or tofu and sprouts, America's farmers work hard to provide it all. They harness a team of workhorses that includes everything from time-honored methods used by our grandparents to new crop and data technologies that would spin the brightest heads in Silicon Valley. We can apply nutrients and crop protection products precisely when they are when and where they are needed, reducing impacts to our environment and to the farmer's balance sheet. According to the Field to Market Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture, farmers are growing more with less. Less land use, less labor, less water, less soil erosion, less energy use, less greenhouse gas emissions, but with more safety. These achievements are driven by scientific advancements, but they have their roots in the farmer's personal values, the desire to serve, and a commitment to constantly improve. While others merely talk, farmers are producing plentiful, healthy food, caring for their animals, and conserving natural resources. That's a triple bottom line our society can be proud of, and I would put their performance up for comparison with anyone's anywhere. So when it comes to our food system, I take issue with the naysayers. Today's tools, seeds, and methods, and the men and women who use them, make our food system healthier, safer, and more affordable than it ever has been. The key to that success is our farm families, who uphold a tradition and a pledge to sustain our nation and nourish its citizens, season in and season out, all year long. The Agriculture Department's Prospective Plannings Report released last Friday suggests low prices for corn and rice will continue, extending the current two-year farm downturn through the end of 2016, if not beyond. The report really highlights how challenging the market is right now for major crops. We currently have adequate supplies both in the U.S. and globally in these commodities. It doesn't look as though that will change. If we have normal yields, that supply-side pressure will not ease up. The 93.6 million acre prospective plantings figure for corn is up from 88.6 million acres planted last year, or close to three times the expected increase of 2 million acres. The Monarch Collaborative, a group comprised of industry stakeholders, is dedicated to preserving the monarch butterfly and its habitat. The goal of the group is to keep the monarch from being listed as an Endangered Species Act species and to keep butterflies at the forefront of landowners' minds. In Friday's Newsline, Ryan Yates, AFBF's representative on the coalition, explained that the group is looking for opportunities to engage with farmers and ranchers and the ag industry to promote conservation of the monarch butterfly. The more we're talking about butterflies and butterfly conservation, the more effective we're going to be in promoting the long-term success in recovering the species, according to Yates. For more information on preserving monarch populations and habitat, visit keystone.org and search Monarch Collaborative. A grant awarded by the Environmental Protection Agency to the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission is funding a grassroots media campaign that accuses farmers of polluting water. The services of a Seattle public relations firm, Strategies 360, have been deployed for the campaign, which includes two billboards and a website. Although the EPA grant is directed at the commission, several environmental groups and the Swinomish Indian tribe in Olympia and Bellingham, Washington, are running the grassroots advocacy campaign. The website directs the public to contact state lawmakers and provides a pre-written email criticizing the actions of farmers and blaming them for polluting local waterways. Jim Einhoff of Oklahoma, Chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, and Pat Roberts of Kansas, Chairman of the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee, recently sent a letter to Arthur A. Elkins Jr., the Inspector General of the EPA, about this issue. In the letter, the chairman requests an audit and investigation of the EPA grant and its financial support of the anti-farmer advocacy campaign in Washington State. Iowa Farm Bureau President and American Farm Bureau Federation Board Member Craig Hill addressed the importance of boosting rural economies in testimony before a Senate subcommittee on Wednesday. Vibrant rural economies play a critical role in helping farmers and ranchers offset the challenges of today's farm economy, since the vast majority of farm families rely on off-farm income to diversify risk and keep the farm family economically viable, according to Hill. He also said that with lower commodity prices, farmers will have to find new and innovative ways to remain profitable and continue farming in future years. Carlinville Area Hospital, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, and the Macoupin County Fair Board have gotten together to sponsor a farm-to-table dinner on Saturday, April 23rd. This food and music-focused special event will take place in the Bates Building on the Macoupin County Fairgrounds, just north of Carlinville. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6:30. Dinner will center on tender ribeye steaks hand-grilled by Farm Credit Services staff members. There will be a variety of side dishes and an array of homemade pies and brownies topped off, of course, with Prairie Farms ice cream. Beer will be free and there will be complimentary wine at the table. Complimentary tea, coffee, and soft drinks also will be served. Whatever they're drinking, guests can take home their stemmed wine glasses at the tables as souvenirs. Cocktails will be available at the cash bar. In addition, Plainview Winery will be hosting a wine tasting and have bottles of their wine available for purchase. Each table will have a floral, herb, or similar decorative plant as a centerpiece provided by Call's Greenhouse, La Bella Fiore Garden Center, or Rhodes Greenhouse. Guests will have the option to buy the centerpieces at the end of the evening. Joe Frew of Gillespie will start the entertainment after dinner. Following Joe will be the Miles Station Band. Miles Station plays only for limited special engagements and brings together four farm-to-table, Lori Franke, Eric Cooper, Chris Hammond, John Hand, Mike Musgrove, and Jerry Price. Tickets for farm-to-table are $40 per person or $280 for a table of eight, a savings of $5 per person. Tickets are now available from Jamie Bray at Carlinville Area Hospital, Macoupin County Farm Bureau, Michelle's Pharmacy, and My Sister's Closet. Organizers need to have a final ticket count by April 15th to determine how many steaks and other food and drink items to order. For that reason, all tickets will be sold in advance. The event is not able to accommodate walk-ins. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.